The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Live radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, and I have a full studio of men here and women. Of course, I've got Lexi and Avi. In fact, today's Avi's 21st birthday. She's all grown up officially now. It's so funny when I was coming in, they're like, "She's only 21." They thought you were older. And so, yeah, because she's a very mature girl and takes on a lot of responsibilities here at One Life Radio, along with Lexi and Diamond, all of us. So good to have you three gentlemen in studio today. I've got Guy Mesger. He is a 6-time world champion in 5 separate combat sports. He's best known for winning the UFC title a few years ago.
And yeah, a few hundred years ago.
A few hundred years ago. Well, you look like you could still win one now, if that makes you feel any better. He looks like he came off the cover of GQ. So, Thanks. He loves that. You love it when I talk like that, don't you, Guy?
Yeah. I only act like I'm shy.
Keep it up. Oh, my goodness. Well, and I've got Daniel Tagg, another great guy. He's an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, which is right next door to the iHeartMedia Studios. He's certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training, and he, too, holds belts in 3 different martial arts systems. And I love having Daniel in studio. He's going to be live with us in Austin, opening the Paleo FX show, which will be coming up this Friday, and super excited about that. I bought all the coolest equipment to start doing live remotes like that, the latest equipment.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I've had it before, but this is the updated version, so we'll be able to actually walk around, and it was really fun. We did it at Earth X over the weekend, Daniel. Right. I think you're really going to enjoy it because you're good. You like to talk to people. You do.
I do.
You're a friendly guy.
Yeah.
You are. And so, speaking of friendly, so Jeff Veeley, I met yesterday. He is an international speaker, social skills educator, and a world peace ambassador specializing in resilience education for bullying prevention. And it's kind of funny how things just work out. So, you know, Guy, I went to Guy's 30th anniversary party two weeks ago already,
yeah.
Almost?
Yeah.
Time flies. And so when we were there, I said, what do you want to talk about the next time you're on the air? And he said, I want to talk about bullying and mixed martial arts. I'm like, okay, that's a really cool subject. And then, yesterday, Connie Lafarski was getting ready, preparing for you to speak to the
yes.
PTA. And I said, oh, is that the bullying guy? And I said, God, I wish I could talk to him for a minute. And she said, well, go ahead. He's not ready yet. You guys were still preparing. And so Jeff very graciously, accepted my invitation to jump on the air today, because that's what he was at the school doing, is teaching kids how to handle bullying. So great to have you in studio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me today. It's a blast to be here.
It's a blast to have you. And I have to say, you're a radio veteran. You do a weekend show called Love Changes It All. And the website for that is lovechangesitall.com. And you also used to do the afternoon drive in West Michigan. Is that what you
did? Yeah, from Michigan. So it's nice to come here because it's a lot warmer. So I'm really enjoying myself.
Yeah.
It's been really cold and a rough winter. So yeah, I do some radio stuff. And we do this weekly feature now. And so Love Changes It All just helps empower parents to look at issues impacting kids today through a lens of love.
I love it. We're going to actually put a little video out on Instagram here during the break so people can get a full understanding of what you do. I just think it's so important, programs like that that encourage, that give children mentorship, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know a little bit about that too, Guy and Daniel. I know that's important to mm-hmm. both of you gentlemen. So, it's your 30th anniversary party. It was so cute to see you like wrestling with those young guys in the cage.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an actual cage in his. Have you been there yet, Daniel?
Well, I haven't been to your new gym yet, but the old one had a cage in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, you got to have a cage.
Yeah.
You're training MMA.
As an MMA guy, it's kind of like part of the requirement.
Plus, I know, but I think
to
it's
be
so
honest,
cool.
It's absolutely the best nursery thing. You put the kids in there. You lock the cage. You throw a couple exercise balls in. You know,
that's awesome.
I mean, Child Protective Services might not like it, but everybody else does.
Hey, there's nothing there that they can get in trouble with.
Yes, well, very little.
Well, and you know, I have to say, throughout the party, that's where you found the kids with the exercise balls, and
yes,
they
exactly.
were like having beating the hell out of each other the whole time and having a ball doing it.
Yeah, it was. I tell people it's so funny. It's and I really don't understand what it is about it, but every single kid asks, can we go into the cage? Yeah. And then they're sitting there and walking around. So I'll throw the ball in there. And the next thing you know, they're like,
I wanted to go in the cage. I just wanted to go in there, but I didn't have, you know, the proper shoes on. So I didn't
want
to mess
up
your mats.
Yeah, heels. So I was like, no heels.
No, you can't wear heels.
Proper shoes or no shoes?
Yeah, no shoes.
That's the proper shoes. That's no, that is the proper shoes. No shoes.
No shoes. We're wrestling shoes.
As soon as I get home, or usually when I drive, that's the first thing I do when I get in my car is kick off my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, so I bought a car. I pick it up after the show today. I got a Suzuki.
Oh, yeah?
Subaru. Sorry.
Suzuki,
I was thinking about kids, and it made me think of Suzuki.
It's a Suburban.
Suburban-ish,
like, type vehicle, right? Four-door, big.
Yeah, but it's little.
It's a little one?
Yeah, I think it's only 5 foot tall, I think, something like that. I remember the measurements, but yeah, I'm a little taller than that, but not much. But yeah, it's about my height.
The Subarus are a blast.
It's a Subaru Crosstrek, I think, is what it was. And I love the paint. I'm going to show my girliness here, but that's really what sold me. It was the white metallic, and it's all sparkly. It's really pretty. We're going to wrap it with all the logos and stuff for the radio show.
It's going to glisten going down the street.
Well, and I have to say, you know, for people that don't know this, so I think it was Avi that told me this. I said, you know, how did it go when you went to buy your car? Because I went in, you know, alone. They say, oh, don't ever go alone and buy a car, especially if you're a woman. You know, they're going to try to do all this stuff to you. Well, I have to tell you, I highly recommend Sewell, and they're not paying for this. It's a local multi-type dealership.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up because we had a phenomenal experience with them too. And
I don't question it. The guy that handled me has been selling cars, I think he said, for 47 years. And I got the Costco. It was on the Costco, like not auto ship. The auto program.
We get auto ship. We auto ship cars.
The auto program. So I got it only.
Every month you get a new one.
$800 over invoice. No haggling. Yeah. No stress. Sewell even offered to pick me up after the show today. I mean, just unbelievable customer service.
Yeah, they it was interesting because we, you know, it's a beat down to do car shopping. I mean,
not for me.
For me,
it's been
lovely. It's like, ugh. You know, it's why I buy a car, and I buy like one every 10. Like, I buy trucks because they last forever. You know,
right.
and I don't really care what I drive. So, but my wife, she leases every 3 years because she wants a new car every couple of years. And so every 3 years, it's a beat down. And but where Sewell's actually made, you know, probably lifelong. If you know, as long as Mama wants to drive their type of cars, you know, and they have all sorts of different kinds of.
They do. They have a Sewell Cadillac. They have Subaru. They have GMC and Buick trucks. I think they basically all of Love Field, where you know, the whole corridor there is nothing
the
but
side.
Sewell, you know, Sewell cars. So. Yeah, so that's a free advertisement for them, and they deserve it. You know what? For people out there doing a great job and making it easy, you know, life is stressful enough. I tell you, I probably will never go anywhere else again, although I am kind of interested in that electric Porsche that's coming out in a couple of years. So.
The electric Porsche?
The electric one,
It was at Earth Day. They had one there. It
I didn't
so
see
cool.
it.
Yeah, I was in the back. You didn't go that far.
I didn't go that far back.
it was really cool.
Too busy buying cars. Yeah, so I saw it at the EarthX Auto Show, and I'm like, that's the one right there. But I had already kind of looked at it. I was at Subaru dealership a couple of weeks ago kind of checking it out. You remember when we had that real bad cold snap?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my hands, I thought, my gosh, I should have brought mittens. My hands were freezing just from getting in and out of my car like 10 times. So
you wouldn't make it in Colorado.
But yeah. Yeah, but
you gotta come visit me in Michigan for a day.
I grew up in upstate New York. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
I can't pick on you too much then.
My cat Fluffy froze to death when I was 9 years old. Traumatized me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I hit a bird this morning. I had immediately started praying and blessing myself. I felt so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad. I'm like, why did it have to jump right in front of my car? Like,
you know,
right in front of my car. Normally, I can avoid it.
I think some of the most underserviced things are depressed birds. And, that threw itself at you like that. It was a cry for help, you know, it was a tragic thing. I get it.
I'm
with you. I appreciate that. You know,
he dove right into my front bumper, and I wasn't going that fast, but it was terrible. I looked in my rearview mirror, and there was There was like feathers going everywhere. It was terrible.
Yeah, I've
traumatizing.
I had that before. It's not fun.
It's really bad.
I haven't hit an animal in like 25 years or something like that. I don't remember the last time I hit an animal when I was driving. It's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, I can't wait to get started with you guys. I really can't. We're going to be talking about bullying in the MMA with Guy Mezger, Daniel Tagg, and Jeff Veeley. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good protein bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. Happy 21st birthday. Our party playlist is Avi's favorite song. So which one is this? I'm not familiar.
This one's good as hell. Vinny actually sent me this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I just loved it.
Is this Rihanna? No, wait, who is this?
No, it's, I think her name's like Lizzo or something.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you, but
yeah.
It's a feel-good song for sure.
Yeah, my daughter Vincenza Marie, she is quite the music expert. She loves music. She listens and reads like a lot of really weird stuff though. Like,
yeah,
like doesn't
for
she?
Sure. Yeah,
like stuff. I'm like,
it's
whoa,
like out there.
That, where'd you get that book? Jeepers! Yeah, she
it's
scares me a little. Well, you know, love doing the show. Love having you guys in studio. Thank you so much. I've got Guy Mezger, Jeff Veely, and Daniel Tagg. Today we're talking about bullying and mixed martial arts. And so let me identify everyone in the room here. So you out there listening, you know who represents what. So Guy Mezger is a 6-time world champion and in 5 separate combat sports. He is most known for winning the UFC title. He also has world titles in kickboxing, full contact karate, freestyle fighting, MMA, that's mixed martial arts for those of you that don't know, and jiu-jitsu. Guy was a professional combat athlete for 17 years, and he is the owner and head instructor at Guy Mezger Combat Sports Club. As I said, they just celebrated their 30 years. I don't know how that's possible, Guy, because you look like you're 30.
Well, I was starting to teach while I was in the womb. I was a very communicative young child.
Well, and I love that expression you say, I used to break bodies apart, now I put them back together. Is that what you say?
You know, the yin and yang. People ask me, they're somehow surprised that I'm a doctor now, you know, and they're like, what would motivate you to do that? I said guilt. I spent the first half of my life breaking people. The second half, I'm going to put them back together.
Well, but at the heart of that, no pun intended, is that you're an incredibly kind guy, and I know you're passionate about healing people. Guy has his degree in natural medicine and his PhD in holistic health. He is also a certified holistic health practitioner, and he started an integrated medical and health practice in 2011 called Optimal Health Specialist, and is opening a new clinic in Dallas at Preston and LBJ this upcoming summer. Guy spearheaded various research for both medical and natural solutions for ADD and ADHD, and developed protocols for new plasma. And he is married to the most amazing woman, Michelle. Love that girl.
Yeah,
and he has 3 equally amazing children. You can find Guy at Guy Mezger. .com. That's GUYMEZGR. And today we're talking about bullying and the MMA. So why did you want to talk specifically about bullying today?
Well, I'll be honest. It seems to be on the forefront of a lot of people today. In fact, we have an expert here today,
right,
who is, you know, to be honest, he's hired to go to schools to help people out deal with the situation. I think the problem that we face, and listen, I've had a change of heart and the way you deal with these things. Mainly my son has done an amazing job about changing some of the stuff. I grew up in an abusive household. So, you know, I mean, I was immediately knew that there's a way to be on the top of the food chain or bottom of the food chain. We moved every 2 years. Every 2 years, I was the new kid. It was always you know, you were always fighting. You know, I was smart enough to figure out the guys I think I could take, and I'd fight them first. And then you know, your reputation got out. But today it's okay. So, you know what? Okay, on Facebook you'll hear these guys talking about you know, bullying, and they'll be like, well, they need to stand up, and you know, there's worse things than having your butt kicked. Yeah, there are worse things that happen getting your butt kicked, right? But these guys that are talking about that obviously never had their butt kicked.
Right.
They're just talking. I said the only thing men lie about how many fights they've been in is how many women they had sex with. That's it. Okay.
And maybe a few other things.
Yeah, but those are the things that they lie most about. Everybody's a tough guy, and everybody's a Casanova. And so the thing is that they sit there and they'll be like, they're giving these kids the wrong message. They're sitting there going, you need to stand up and do this. Yeah, I do believe you need to stand up. I'm not a passive person, okay? I don't believe it, you know? I mean, I see bullies now and stuff, and I'm 50 years old, and I have to tell myself it ain't my business, because I walk over there and I slap the guy and go, bring it to me,
right?
But I'm capable of doing that. The problem is we're dealing with children. And when children don't understand, it's like their world, so we understand that if they get into a scuffle, the worst thing that's really going to happen to them is their feelings are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to get that hurt, right? But to them, they're going to die. Oh my God, I'm having a fight. I'm going to die. So it doesn't matter that we know they're not going to be hurt. They don't know they're not going to be hurt. So we're asking our kids to face, and it's not like back in the old days, there was a sense of honor. You know, there might be 5 or 6 guys, but I could look at the one guy, you know, my favorite line would be, leave your sorority sisters out of this, and me and you'll fight.
Oh, wow.
You know? And then so he was like man-shamed into fighting me by himself, right? That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not just the fact that, you know, when you left school, that's where it ended, because we didn't have the internet. We didn't have all this other stuff, social media. We didn't have all this other stuff that you get lambasted all the time. Like you went home and it was done. And you know, you figured out your strategy that you're going to do the next day. You got some rest. Now it's 24/7. It's constant, and it's like a bunch of starving jackals. One kid gets going, and then all the other kids start pounding on this thing. So it is not the same thing. It's not apples to apples anymore, you know. And a man who solved most of his problems, or thought he solved most of his problems, with his fist, I can guarantee you that really doesn't solve the problem. Sometimes you need to put your foot in people's backside. But by and large, you got to find another way of doing it if you're going to have a permanent solution.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, you know, it's just a tough situation with the kids and things. And I actually would love to have some ideas because, you know, my son changed this. I'll give a quick story on the thing. My son was at a summer camp. It was a dodgeball camp. But they had this one little miserable kid who'd run up to people and intentionally throw the ball in their face. And you weren't allowed to do that. My son was wearing braces. Hit him in the face, and you know, braces stuck to his mouth.
So he tells me
what to do. I said, Logan, warn him and then defend yourself. And so Logan did, and you know, he popped this kid. And Logan's a tough kid. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, let's face it, he's a wrestler and a boxer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of advantages, and he's a big kid. And you know, so I get a call from the camp counselor telling me what happened. I go, well, you know, I said it's kind of my fault because I told him to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, no, I'm not got a problem with it because he didn't really hurt the kid very bad. But, you know, I'm just curious what's going to happen tomorrow. So I had a little talk with Logan. I said, listen, try to avoid this kid. Don't do stuff. But if it comes a problem, I'll come get you. Anyway, so I get a call from the camp counselor, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right. I said, you need me to come get Logan? Because, no, I just want to relate what your son did. And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, he walked up to the kid and said, listen, what you did was wrong. And he goes, and if you do it again, I'll hit you again. But I don't want to hit you. And I'm sorry for hitting you if I hurt you. But
Aww. But
if you do what you're doing again to anybody, I'm going to do that again because that's what I think I need to do
Wow. To
stop you from this. And the kid goes, well, I'm sorry for doing that too.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they looked at each other. And my son looked at it and goes, okay, let's hug it out. Because I used to make my kids hug it out.
And then
the counselor did it. So she goes, this kid's going to be up for Nobel Peace Prize for his puberty. And to be honest.
What a great story.
Yes. Yeah. And, it, you know, but honestly, it literally changed my view because I'm sitting there watching him. Because Logan is strong. He, you know, I was small for my age, you know, my school. And so I was a little different. But Logan's tall. And everybody knows he's a wrestler, and everybody knows he's a boxer, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, nobody really wants to mess with him, right?
Right.
So, yeah, he's happy-go-lucky.
Well, and he's such a nice guy.
And he's the sweetest kid ever,
Why
right?
Why would they?
Yes, and he's the sweetest kid ever, right? So anyway, so here, it's amazing. I learned something from my son about, like, you know, the deal. He showed strength when he needed to show strength, and he showed compassion in this, because this kid was obviously miserable, because that's why he's causing the trouble that he's doing. Because mm-hmm. who wants to run around and intentionally hurt people?
Yeah.
Unless you got some hurting yourself.
Right. And how wonderful that, you know, you broached it in such a way that you got a deep understanding
Well, I wouldn't say I got deep understanding. What I have is questioned it's brought up a lot of questions on how to deal with this. And to be honest, that's why I'm kind of glad we're here, because I wanted this more as a discussion. I don't have answers to it. Like, because my answers are stand up and fight.
Right.
Because, you know.
Well, sometimes you do have to do yes. that.
Well,
you
there's an interesting character. His name is Bronson. He's a guy that's in British prisons. He's known for being a notorious fighter. He beats up everybody. Guards. Everybody mm-hmm. hates. He's in solitary confinement. He's not a good guy. All right. But he is a smart guy. And he said one thing that was, which is absolutely true. He goes, I wish every, and he's referring mostly to men, but every man should be punched in the face hard once, because when he does, he'll realize he's not made of glass and that he'll survive it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth, because we are so scared. There's an old Japanese saying, the fear of death is worse than death itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue. We are so scared. So it's weird. I don't want children living in fear of being hurt, but I also want them to understand, you know what? You're going to survive it too.
Yeah.
And there's other things. So this is the question. This is where I'm in question. This is where I need the answers too. This is where I was hoping we have a great discussion, because I'm not sure what to say anymore.
Well,
I don't know what to say.
Well, Jeff, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I'd love to jump in. So it's this complex thing, and Guy, I'm glad that you brought it up the way you did. We have a couple different situations that happen, right? When we talk about bullying, people are always confused what it is. You know, I get crisis calls from parents and from schools to my office all the time. I have kids that reach out to me online via social media. You know, they're in crisis, and they say, hey, I'm being bullied. And the first question I have to ask is, well, what does that mean to you? Because right now, in several states in America, there's really five different definitions of bullying that are accepted. There's three that are widely accepted across the country. And so I have to figure out, first of all, what you're defining as bullying, what you mean, before I can really help you.
Right.
Because you might think about, you know, it could be a kid talking talking to me and they're concerned because someone's, you know, making faces or rolling their eyes at them across the classroom. The response for that is going to be very different than this kid who's getting beaten to a bloody pulp at the bus stop.
Yeah.
And since bullying, this one abstract word represents this whole myriad of behaviors, we got to first define, well, what's going on? So there's really two different categories. One is physical aggression. That's, Guy, what you were talking about. You know, someone's trying to physically intimidate you. They're trying to punch you, kick you. Their goal is to make you mad, send you to the hospital. Then we've got social aggression. This is someone, they're not trying to send you to the hospital. They're trying to hurt your feelings. And so if we know, you know, kind of which track this person is going down, if they're trying to hurt your feelings, if they're really trying to hurt your body or harm your property, then that leads us to the best path for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a kid's in physical danger or they're seeing a crime being committed, I think it's important that we don't call it bullying at that point because it's a crime, right? That's assault and battery. You can't take a kickball or whatever and smash someone in the face with it. So if that happens, then you're telling your son exactly the right thing. You need to defend yourself if this person continues to attack you. You know, don't let yourself be a punching bag. That's not going in. Some people would say, well, you know, if you're peaceful, you'll stand there and take it. Well, a strong and emotionally strong person, and even a physically strong person, they can take a punch or a push or a shove and be okay.
Right.
But the truth is, no one can just stand there and be pummeled over and over. That's not okay to stand there and take that.
Well, and you have a very human response, which is fight or flight, right?
Exactly. Fight, flight, or freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you think, you know, do you see bullying in your MMA and in your gym?
No, I mean, I'll be honest. My gym has got a bunch of great guys. You don't see it there because there's a solution.
Right.
You know, that's why I got the cage. I mean, there's a quick solution to that problem. You know, and to be honest, if I thought some, you know, we have guys in there that will, you know, and they don't last in my gym because I'll put on my gear, and I may be the oldest guy in the gym, but I'm still daddy in the gym.
Yeah.
All right. And so I put an end to that pretty quick. And even with the children, when I see the children, you'll see the kids that, you know, act up every now and then. But they need to be, you know, I tell them that your job is to, I said, there's three kinds of people in this world. I said, most of us are sheep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this. And I said, then there's the wolves. And I said, but what you guys are the sheep dogs. All right. You guys look out for the people who can't look out for themselves.
Oh, I like
so
that.
So I said,
really
that's
good.
What sheep dogs do. Mm-hmm. And I go, that's what your job is. I go, because listen, when I got my size and I got, you know, I realized I had this gift, this particularly strange.
To kill people.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's like
he's
I'm
a
really
machine.
Good. It's like I'm really good at a skill set that I don't necessarily like to do. You know,
right.
But I also developed it because of my father, because of, you know, my life experiences. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
so, and I was just good at it. I believed, you know, like I started bullying bullies, right? And I was almost as bad, really, because you know, most of these kids, if given the opportunity, they'll straighten up.
Yeah.
And so, but the thing is that is staggering that I think these kids are getting, you know, that they're committing suicide and all this stuff is this overwhelming, you know, if it was just being punched in the face, they'll live. But not even being punched in the face, but then you got these girls who don't even know you, you know, saying, you're the ugliest boy I've ever met. I wouldn't do it like this. And then you have these other guys like, you know, coming. So you get dogpiled.
They're just overwhelmed.
Yeah, you get dogpiled physically. You get dogpiled mentally, emotionally. And so, you know, how do you tell your kid that, hey, you know, toughen up, buttercup. No.
Right.
I mean, yeah, is there something you have to do? Yeah, you have to. There, you know, I mean, if that's what life's throwing at you, you got to deal with it.
You got to deal
but
with it.
But we have to figure better ways to arm our children. We've got to teach more compassion in this world because,
absolutely,
you know,
agree.
It's a staggering amount of situations. When we look at, like, you look at Facebook things and we're so, somebody showed some compassion and they're like, yes, and you get 5,000 likes or whatever it is. Really? That should be the common factor.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that somebody's helping an old woman across the street, that somebody is standing up to the bullies, that somebody is, you know, buying a homeless person a meal, that should be the standard.
That shouldn't be
something that we sit there and go, oh yeah, isn't he great for doing that?
The golden rule. Let's bring it back. Let's keep it intact, everyone. More coming up with Guy Mezger and Jeff Feely and Daniel Tagg. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit HelpingAnimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Guy Mezger in studio with me and Jeff Veely. Guy Mezger is a... And Daniel Tagg. Daniel, you're kind of getting left behind here a little bit today.
I don't have kids. So.
Yeah, so...
Like Guy says, if you don't have kids...
Well, you're
going to
make
really
a great
know.
Father one day. I'll just tell you that. So don't you wooey
about
it, okay?
I'll let the experts talk on that one. Yeah.
No, what I mentioned was that like the solutions that we were talking off radio about, some of the solutions that some of these people have for bullying. And I'm like, you obviously don't have kids because that's not a solution that a kid can do. You know?
Right.
Well, and I talk to parents all the time where, you know, dads will come up to me and say, hey, I understand you're trying to instill resilience in my kid, but, you know, I think they just need to punch somebody in the face. And I was like, you'd be amazed at how many detention centers I go and speak in, and I meet kids charged with assault that's the only way they knew how to solve their problem. Mm-hmm. And they get in this difficult situation.
And it ruins their life.
Right. And often what happens is the kid that winds up getting in trouble isn't the one that started it. They're the one that took it to the next level, trying to defend themselves, right? And they just didn't know how.
Which is insane to me, too, because, you know, in Texas, we're very proactive in our self-defense, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can You can actually be proactive in your self-defense. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is convince you that I'm going to be in some form of danger, that you're going to put some harm for me, or I think you're going to steal from me, and I can actually be physical with you in this state. But that ends when you go to school? No. I mean, they should have a right to defend themselves. Kids get in trouble for defending themselves.
Right.
You know, and so it's weird. I mean, really, how are you going to stop the bullying, you know, especially the physical part, without actual, you know, you might have to have a physical confrontation, because the last thing you want to do is be one of those guys who told the teacher on somebody.
Absolutely. Right? Well, and Jeff Feely, you are an international speaker, a social skills educator, and world peace ambassador specializing in resilience education for bullying prevention. So what is your mission at Peace as a peace ambassador and youth speaker?
So my mission is really to equip students with the social and emotional skills that empower them to face adversity, grow in resilience, and solve their own social problems. When we get to the conversation of bullying, you know, the anti-bullying movement was really born April 20th, 1999.
Really?
That's the day of Columbine. And Columbine changed America forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had two students that were picked on, that felt like loners, it felt like they didn't fit in, and it was out of these feelings of victimization where they decided they were going to go and retaliate. Went into their school with guns and bombs, and 13 people died that day. And the goal was, with this whole anti-bullying movement, hey, if we get to the root of this issue of, you know, this emotional damage done to these boys, if we can prevent that in America, we can prevent school shootings. And of course, things have only gotten worse. As we tried to eliminate bullying, things have actually gone the other direction, and it's sad. And so it's very difficult. And so my thing is, really trying to teach kids how they can respond. So I was picked on starting in kindergarten all the way through high school. Went to a very rough inner city high school.
Oh, boy.
I'm this nerdy redheaded kid. You can't see my thick glasses and all that here on the air, but just trust me. Everyone else is looking, nodding, going, yeah, he's a little nerdy. And so I was a kid that just kind of stood out for all the wrong reasons. I got a couple learning disabilities, and my name wound up on a gang's hit list.
What?
And I was called into the office, and there were some police officers, and I was like, I didn't do anything, you know, I'm like terrified. And they're like, no, there's been a death threat, and it's pretty serious and credible, and we're afraid to have you come to school. And so my goal is really to go out and reach kids like me. Not only was I bullied at school, but my mom was abusive at home, and we just went back and forth a lot. So my goal was, you know, hey, the anti-bullying movement, they're trying to change the environment around the victim. I want to go and empower that victim directly, because I want any kid that feels like me today, that felt like I did as a kid, I want them to know today what they can do to help stop the problem.
Wow, what a story. That, I mean, my gosh. Wow, I don't know where to go with this. Okay, so let me ask you this. What's the best advice for parents that have a child who's being picked on?
Yeah, one of the first things you got to do is you got to kind of take a deep breath. If your child discloses that something like that's happening at school, it's easy to freak out and to go a little crazy. And what happens is
Mama Bear kicks in.
Totally. Mama Bear kicks in. I hear this from parents all the time. And what happens is, if parents overreact to it, it teaches the child to overreact as well.
Gotcha.
And also, if kids are disclosing that to you, it's a very vulnerable moment for them. So if you respond very strongly, they might be afraid to come to you in the future. So you want to have that sense of calm, you want to have that sense of peace, and just for them to know that you're there to listen, you're there to support, and you're not going to run in and swoop in and try to solve the problem for them, but you're going to walk that path with them and be there every step of the way.
Well, is bullying getting worse in our country, do you think?
I really believe it is. You know, we've got social media. Guy, you were talking about this earlier. I mean, it's 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, when we were growing up, it's like you get off the school bus and you didn't have to deal with the punk at school, you know, who is your enemy, until the next day you got a little break. But now you get off the bus and you see, oh my gosh, they just posted something on Snapchat, or hey, this is on Instagram, or oh, they commented on this, or they shared this, or they created a fake account with my name. And so, yeah, I think social media, it's just kind of a new media monster. Right? You even think of a radio platform like this. Mm-hmm. You could use it for good. You could use it for bad.
Absolutely.
And the crazy thing is, every kid that has a device in their hand has an audience. And the question is, what are they communicating? And so I think that's why it's more difficult for kids today and why it's growing. The other thing is, I think that kids are less resilient today. I think that we have a lot of things that kind of foster entitlement. And I also think that there's this need for approval and acceptance. And so it's just very difficult. They're growing up in a world that's very toxic. You know, we used to kind of ask, who are the at-risk kids? And I think now it's an at-risk culture that kids are growing up in, and it's very difficult.
Wow. Well, my daughter's right. You're funny and you're extremely well-spoken.
Okay, thanks.
So tell us about your about this organization, lovechangesitall.com. And you've got your beautiful bracelet on
there.
Yeah. I love it. I want one. Where can I get one?
Sure. So if you go to lovechangesitall.com, we've got a lot of free resources for students and parents. Every week we do a new radio feature and online blog looking through a lens of kids, lens of love of how to empower your kids. And lovechangesitall.com. So love Changes It All is the name of my tour. So I'm currently here in Dallas on tour, speaking at some area schools and meeting with some school districts that are looking at how to minimize social aggression, promote peace on campus. So that's what we're doing. So these peace bands are kind of fun. It's just a little kind of the silicone wristbands, bracelets that are popular, but has a little download code on the inside so that the kids can get some free mentoring videos. So come in with some comedy, some illusions, some fun stuff, but we talk about some real life topics that are impacting them.
Well, I love it. And you'll have to come back on the show, a call in, or when you're in town, jump back on the air with us. You want to know how to get the best way to get in shape for that beach body? Jeff?
Hey, I'm all about it. She's looking at me. She's like, this brother could use a few tips.
No, you look great. Yeah. No. Yeah,
what are you trying to tell me besides I need a tan?
I'm being resilient.
Well,
you know,
a radio guy. I had to create a segue. All right. And we've got Daniel Tay coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. The best way to get that beach body ready for summer with One Life Radio.
It's like a special song. Can move my mood along.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. Everyone, what a great show this is. I've got Guy Mesger in studio with me, Jeff Veely, and Daniel Tagg. I wanted to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and I wanted to let everyone know, you know, you can get Sun Warrior at Smoothie King. Did you know that?
I did not.
If you want to get
really good.
It's
really?
Yeah, if you want to get a nice vegan, plant-based
product there.
Yeah. Did you know that,
Jeff? I was there the other day. I didn't know they had it.
Yeah, they do. And look at, so I've got my new Sun Warrior that I got, a tub of the Warrior Blend plant-based organic protein with all the essential amino acids in vanilla. But look at the nice little top on it. that flips up and it's got the little scoop right there.
Where you attach
it to.
You don't have to dig around for
the scoop, and it keeps it clean. Right. And
because by the time you stick your hand in there to fish out the scoop, there's powder everywhere all over your counter. So I like that.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing I love about Sun Warrior,
you guys don't lick that up for a little extra protein? Oh, that's just me.
Not usually. Do you lick the counter? Well, you know, the thing I love about Sun Warrior is it's committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements. Their mission is to illuminate body, mind, and planet and spirit. It drives everything that they do, sourcing from the finest organic ingredients across the globe, and they recycle and use recyclable packaging as well. And so it's just who they are. I'm very proud to represent this company and everything they stand for. Speaking of which, you know, this is part of my fitness regime. Mm-hmm. I have my Sun Warrior shake every morning. I get my protein so that I can build that lean muscle mass that everybody is looking for, especially during bikini season, right?
Yes.
Or just beach season. And so what is the magic way to get a beach body for summer? Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telus Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and he is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems like Guy Mesger.
Well, so, don't put me on the same plane as him.
Well, I mean, you guys can mix it up. I know
you
are.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a world champion.
Yeah.
So
I just like training, and hopefully I can defend myself if the time comes.
But
yeah, I love that. So the question's a loaded question because I saw a guy laughing over there. And
well,
I put
she
that
said magic. She goes, what is the magic? I'm like, well, there ain't no magic about it.
No, see, I put the question, so I wrote the question, and that's why, because that's what everyone always says.
Right.
They want that quick fix. They want the magic.
Yeah,
what
no
is it?
Thing.
It's good old hard-fashioned work and staying consistent, right?
Yeah.
And working your butt off.
Well, you saw that I knew you guys would not partake in cake for Avi's birthday, so you saw what I brought you, right? Did you see my gift that I got you guys?
The turkey, yes.
Yes, I got you turkey jerky.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes, I appreciate that.
I think it's
like, you know, I fast in the morning, too. You know, I fast
right.
until about this. And so I'm actually at the end of this, so I'm like going, I wonder if the audience can hear me crunch this.
Okay,
staring at the bag.
Well, yes. I have to, you know.
I've been staring at the cake.
I knew. Yeah, and I didn't think the two of you would even put your lips on the cake.
Right.
So, but it's funny because, you know, today is, what's it called when you go, the weekend, Wednesday, we posted the posted the picture.
Throwback Thursday.
Wait, what is it?
Throwback Thursday on a Wednesday?
No, it's way back Wednesday.
Oh, way back
it's
Wednesday.
Way back Wednesday.
Okay.
I feel like there's a new term for every, just you can post whatever you want every day, and it's just like,
right.
trendy now, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, so it's a funny story, actually, that really, because Guy is so particular about his fitness, as he should be as a world champion. But I remember when he was gracious enough to pose in a picture with me in a float tank, and he got off of a plane, just basically got off the plane, showed up at a drift, put on the bathing suit, and he was ready for like the cover of a magazine. It was like ridiculous. Because it was an untouched photo. And so I, however, had, you know, I really watched what I ate for a couple of weeks. So I was at my leanest amount of body fat. I think that's probably the lowest body fat I've ever been in my life. And I mean, it wasn't impossible, obviously, because I did it, but it was a little difficult, but really not that difficult because there are so many great food options out there that can keep you very well satiated while you just do a little bit more HIIT training, right?
And that's the main thing is diet's the number one thing. You need to have a good diet because if you don't have that, you will get to a certain age where it doesn't matter how hard you work out, right?
Yeah.
Can't outrun the fork or the glass. That's what I like to
say. The fork or the glass?
Yeah,
the glass having wine in it?
Wine, alcohol, whatever.
I know.
You know,
that's
I get
hard
that with
one.
My clients all the time. I'm like, I'm eating great. I'm like, how's the drink? And they're like, they look down.
There it is.
But anyway,
it's interesting too because you say a drink. You know, people ask me what, you know, I should be drinking. I said it's either water, coffee, or tea.
Mm-hmm.
What about this? No,
right?
No. Because anything else, you don't want to drink your calories,
right?
You know,
right.
Because there's it's not very nutritional dense, and it's high in sugar. Most of it, you know, that's why we drink it. So
So you definitely want to stay clean. Just drink natural stuff, like I said, coffee, tea, water's the number one, and then HIIT training is high intensity interval training. Okay,
right.
Which we've talked about that before. You
many
can do that
times.
Doing sprints. You can do it on a bike. You can do it, you know, do it with a boxing routine where you're just going crazy on the back for, you know, a minute or two. And I mean, if you can go crazy for a minute or two, you're in really good shape. Usually 30 seconds is all you can do, or 10 seconds if you're on a bag. But that's the best way to ramp up your metabolism and really do it in a short amount of time. If you're not having much time, is eat right and do the HIIT, because the HIIT really only takes 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Okay, so when I first started my HIIT training with Tina Burnett Allen, she had me on that VersaClimber that's in your gym.
Sure.
And I love that thing. So tell us a little bit about the VersaClimber, what it is, and you know, and why it works so well.
Guy, that's your realm.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's like I don't actually use the VersaClimber, but a lot of athletes actually, what we use the VersaClimber for is a lot of our athletes have sustained knee injuries and hip injuries, just the nature of the sport, the fight sports. And so what we do is we use the VersaClimber instead of running. And basically what it is, it's a slight angle, and it allows you to move your hands and feet. It gives different resistance up and down, right, like you're climbing a ladder.
Right.
And so, but it allows you to have a sprint mode and a strength mode. And it's actually a really clever device. In fact, they actually have a program now that like a Peloton type program that is all with VersaClimbers.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
Which I think would probably be pretty amazing. I mean, kind of boring maybe for me, but, I think because you're like this, you know. There's only, okay, I'm going fast. Now I'm going slow. No, I'm going fast. No, I'm going slow. I mean, to me, I'd be like, all right, you know. I'd rather be fat. But
climbing a ladder can only be so interesting.
Right. Yeah, but it is actually a great device to add in what you're doing.
For HIIT
because
training.
Like your HIIT training. You could do like, 20 seconds on that, give yourself like a 10-second rest, and then you could do like push-ups for like 20 seconds, things like that. Like you were saying, there's really no excuse for not working out anymore. I tell people all the time, your body is your best device anyways. I mean, I don't even lift weights anymore,
Burpees, push-ups, and jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, all this kind of stuff. I did an hour and a half of jiu-jitsu before I came on the show, and I didn't eat this morning either. This was my first food, and it's like I can still feel ramped up right now.
Uh-huh.
It ramps you up physically and mentally, right?
Yeah.
As long as you don't jack up your neck, but that's another story.
So you believe, too, that the intermittent fasting really, really works for you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you don't eat anything till what time at night, Guy?
Well, it depends on whenever I do. I mean, anywhere 8 or 9 o'clock.
I was going to say 8 or 9 o'clock, and then you don't eat until noon the next day, right?
Yeah, sometimes later, sometimes. Well, to be honest, I kind of go on feel. Like, sometimes I'm, like, just dying, so I'll eat around 11. But
that's really interesting,
and then sometimes I don't eat. Like, if I get busy, I won't eat until 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow,
But I still put in a ton of calories. People don't realize. It's not that you're putting in a ton of calories, which really what it is, and this is something we need to talk about, your beach body thing, is about, is suppressing your insulin. I mean, that could be a whole subject that we could, talk about.
Yep.
Suppressing your insulin is going to be a huge part about, activating the chemicals in your body that's going to activate, fat burn.
Right.
Like insulin stops fat burn.
Right.
And so you want to suppress that.
Which is eating higher amounts of fat and less carbs.
Well, the new book, Max Lugavir was on the show on Tuesday, and he was amazing, by the way. He's the author of the book Genius Foods, which is the number one best-selling New York Times. It's a best-selling book in the country right now. Very well written, but on the cover you can see it's got, a piece of red meat, a piece of wild salmon, avocado, eggs, blueberries, olives, broccoli, kale, blueberries, or I think that's chocolate. I already said blueberries. Okay, so dark chocolate and then spinach and almonds. And so when you eat that type of diet and you do HIIT training, you will get so incredibly lean. That's how I did it, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like this. And, I mean, just to explain, people, listen, we're a product of the best genetic breeding in the entire world because our ancestors were the Paleolithic man who was fast enough, strong enough, and smart enough to avoid being stomped to death by mastodons and eaten by saber-toothed tigers. So we're all born to be athletes. The problem is we treat ourselves, instead of treating ourselves like Ferraris, like everyone we are, we treat ourselves like a 50, a 67 VW bug. And we beat the snot out of ourselves. And because we're human, we can take it. But if you would just do some simple stuff, like you're saying, the HIIT training is absolutely the best stuff that you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, my strength training is 20 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right? And it doesn't matter what gym I walk into, I'm not the weak guy in the gym. All right? It doesn't matter what gym I walk into. All right? I'm still pound for pound one of the strongest guys in what I do. And it's because of the HIIT training. It's because of the nature I did. Now, I'll change it up a little bit. Like, sometimes it'll be strength-oriented. Sometimes it'll be conditioning-oriented. But it's still the same HIIT training.
I love it.
And you got to work a lot harder in that time. You're not sitting around BS and talk with people.
You're not sitting around drinking coffee.
Yeah. You got to be all business when you're doing that.
Well, and no sitting. People sit too much. We've talked about that many times, Guy. I know that's one of your pet peeves. This is the only time, either in my car or here at the radio show. When I'm home, I'm standing. Even usually when I eat dinner, a lot of times we'll stand up at the counter rather than sit down. It's just really good for you to stand up. So so don't sit around too much, right, you guys?
You have to go do something.
All right.
Cut down on the carbs and hit your hits.
There you go. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Guy Mesger, Jeff Veely, and Daniel Tagg. Everyone, you know what? Another shout out to our sponsors because they brought this great programming to you. Sponsors like Sun Warrior and the H Hemp Company. That's Honest Hemp Company. Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal. You get one body. You get one mind. And you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.